Hello again. It's Pastor Bob with your Lenten Daily Devotion. Hope you're enjoying these devotions. I think John Pavlovitz has a real good practical, real life touch to his devotions. And today is one of those. We talk a little bit about what it was like during the pandemic and that power of touch that we were left without for over a year. It's the 18th day of your Lenten journey, and today's devotion is called The Hands That Heal. The Hands That Heal. And we're going to go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 12 through 16 for our scripture today. Luke 5, 12 through 16. Here's the word of the Lord. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. May God bless the hearing of the word. Here's our devotion for today. In the throes of the pandemic, I was asked to preside over a dear friend's funeral. Had it been almost anyone else, I'd have said no. But she was there for me throughout my life in ways few people had been. And I felt I now needed to be there for her and her family. I accepted, with the caveats that I would need to be masked at all times, that I would be strictly distancing, and above all, that I would not be able to have physical contact with anyone, including her children and husband, who I loved and hadn't seen in years. They agreed. Though I'd tried to mentally prepare myself beforehand, I wasn't ready for the emotional disorientation of greeting a grieving family who'd lost someone they adored while being unable to physically embrace them. It seemed unnatural to feel so deeply without expressing that with proximity. One of the strangest aspects of the prolonged isolation of the health crisis was the way it took away touch from our lives. Other than the people we happened to live with, most of us went more than a year without physical contact with another human being, without a high five or a hug or a handshake or a kiss. We all felt the weight of that distance. We've come through this year apart from people with a deeper appreciation for the way we interact with other human beings physically and how integral it is to our sense of connection and feelings of intimacy. Luke describes the way Jesus heals a man with leprosy by touching him, though he didn't need to do that. Surely he could have just proclaimed the sick man well. But I think Jesus gave him something he'd been without for a long time. A touch. A touch that reminded him of his humanity. I imagine that alone was medicinal. We may not be able to miraculously heal people's physical conditions with the touch of our hands, but we can tend to the wounds of loneliness and sadness and fear in ways that matter. Amen.